The best of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels with Devil in a Blue Dress slash Good Golly Mix Molly. I needed that for me because I could have come in here and played something by South by Southwest bands, but I didn't want to do that. I'm cleansing. This is my cleansing. I need it.
Right after that, we just heard Ted Leo and The Pharmacist, like David said, off of the album Brutal Spricks. That was Up in the Cork, I believe, is the name of that song. Let me see. Bottled in Cork, excuse me.
Yes.
Good stuff off of that new album. And David, that's if I was recording. I didn't fire up the podcast. I've been doing that lately. So for people listening on the podcast, once again, thanks for pledging membership drive. Thank you, John Gross.
Yeah, we're caught up.
PartyEnds.com. PartyENDS.com, whatever. And welcome to the three people that are listening because it's South by Southwest or whatever.
Yeah, everybody's gone. Everybody's too busy tooling around. So sorry.
That's right. And I have a South by South wrist at the moment.
That's cute.
Stupid hands are covered in dumb stamps. And I have like 4 wristbands on right now for shows that I will probably not return to and I will cut off in a minute. Have you been doing any South by stuff, David?
No, I haven't. I had every intention of it. I took 2 days off of work at International Tomato. Thursday and Friday was going to be South by days. But I got sidetracked, or rather I got sideswiped. I got into a car accident on Thursday and sort of derailed my vacation plans.
Oh my God, a car accident.
Yeah, yeah.
I found out about this. I did know this.
Yeah.
Feigning a little bit of ignorance. You posted pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, I did.
Which is how I found out about it, which I'm glad.
Posted pictures of the wrecked car. I posted on Facebook because, like, I just wanted everybody to know at once, but also wanted everybody to know that I'm fine. So, like, what better way to just deflate any sort of seriousness than by posting it on Facebook? Yeah, and I don't want to talk too much about the particulars.
Yeah, because that'd be weird if you were like, got into a car accident, FML, and then you died.
And his L was totally effed.
Yes.
Forever. Yes, forever. But no, I'm fine. The car, not so much. Don't want to get too much into detail, but yeah, I've sort of been homebound since Thursday. And real quick note about that. Got into an accident around noon on Thursday.
Was it your fault?
No, it was not, which felt great. And I kept my composure because this is the first accident that I've been in 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so like it was really scary. It was really serious. But I kept my composure during the whole thing. I took the bus home afterwards just to like sort of regroup, that sort of thing. The bus almost got into an accident. The car in front of it braked really quickly and really suddenly, and the bus almost plowed into it.
What was the bus driver's reaction, by the way?
F you, B.
I like how angry bus drivers get, because you kind of expect that, like, bus drivers, they're old hands, they've seen it all.
Yeah,
they're not gonna let little things like the day-to-day traffic bother them, or nothing bothers them more.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it kind of bothered me that he did apologize. He apologized for cursing, which was really sweet, actually. But it bothered me that he was bothered. I expect the sort of like bringing out the dead sort of numbness from bus drivers at this point. But I still kept my composure. I kind of laughed it off. But I get home. And I'm pulling my keys out of my pocket. I'm getting ready to just get in, just call it a day.
Yeah.
And as I'm pulling my keys out, I drop my BlackBerry. And I lost it. I was just bawling. I was like, what do you want from me? Just crying to the heavens. I could not take any more.
Is your BlackBerry okay?
BlackBerry's fine.
Okay.
But for a second there, I was like, I was checking the screen, like checking the little veneer.
Oh, I know something happened. But he's not letting me skate that easy.
I was a mess. I was such a mess.
Oh, baby Jesus, you think I don't know that?
So how's the South by experience going since I'm missing and I'm living through you now?
I've had a lot of fun.
Awesome.
I've had a whole lot of fun, but I've been marching around like a dog. First day I biked it all the way from Sunken Valley, which was a huge mistake, but it was okay on the way there. But for folks who live out in Sunken Valley where I live, you know it's pretty much uphill all the way back, and which is weird because it's a valley that has, anyway. But it was pretty tough. But anyway, let me see here. I won't bore you with the details because you're listening to the show. You're probably bored with South by Southwest already. I gotta be honest. I think I'm probably done with it.
Like for this, today or just forever?
For today. And you know what? I've learned. I was almost done with it forever on Wednesday.
Really?
Wednesday is when the music started, and I saw some friend shows. I saw a friend of the show, Dave Humans' band, and George Dishner and Corey. I'm not going to name all the band members, but I could.
Jeez.
Pretty Eyed Nate. But, Clint.
Tripping over these names you're dropping.
Nate. Other Nate. Pretty Eyed Nate's not that band. It's Old Nate.
No.
Anyway, whatever.
You just like saying Pretty Eyed Nate.
I do. That guy's got pretty eyes.
He's got pretty eyes.
He does. His band, The Diagonals, I think are playing tonight at the Continental Club. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Fun fact. If you're going to be at the Continental Club and you want to go see The Diagonals, their bassist has beautiful eyes. Don't look at them. You'll get lost.
Of course not.
And also, friend of the show, Follow That Bird,
mm-hmm.
who sounded great. Follow That Bird. Super, super tight right now.
They're a hot band right now.
They're a hot band. But then that I went home after doing a bunch of stuff, tooling around, and then I went home and I was going to go back out. Because now it was wristband time. No more free day shows.
Right.
And I bought one of these things. And so I'm standing in line for We Were Promised jetpacks at someplace. Parrish? Sure.
Sure.
And I show up 40 minutes early, did not get in. Did not even get close to getting in. Because, you know, you're waiting in line. And here's my little tip. And I feel like last year was the first year I really, like, just jumped whole body into South by Southwest.
Right.
And this year was the second time. I feel like next year I will completely know what I'm doing. But this year, still making some mistakes. Like, for instance, if you're in line and you see a line of either one of a higher pay grade than you or whatever. Like,
okay.
Or the higher South by social class.
Yeah.
So if you're in the, like, oh, I'm in this really long non-wristband line, and you see a long wristband line, go home or go elsewhere. So it's a really long badge line. And I was kind of getting frustrated. And I was almost like, I'm down with South by forever. Because it's like, everyone talks about getting stuff free. I got nothing for free today. I haven't seen anyone cool. Like, I hate this. And it ended up being a lot more fun. But so I'm waiting in line for We Were Promised jetpacks. And I think this really is an offshoot of I'm kind of tall.
And yes, you are. My God.
I think because of my height, people see me as some sort of like giant information post. Because literally eight people stopped me, like, hey, how's it going? What are you guys in line? What are you in line for? And I learned very quickly how to answer this question, because it was also Wednesday, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
Which, so great. Why do we have an awesome downtown music? It's the perfect storm. I don't, I feel like all those bars can like live off the entire year from this one week. But so this drunk guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, what are you in line for? And his breath smells like he cleaned out a pool with his mouth. And I was like, we were promised jetpacks. And the drunk guy goes, they told you they'd give you what? And I was like, oh, my God. I almost took my own life right there. I was like, I had the knife pressed against my throat and I go, no, I want to watch some 30 Rock this week, which I still haven't seen. So I have still something to live for.
I saw it live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. and then I was like, ugh. And then I just like stared at the guy and he's like, wow. And then like left. And was he the world's greatest comedian? No, he was just drunk. And so the next guy that came up, he's like, oh, what are you in line for? I was like, we were promised jetpacks. And he's like, what? And I go, the name of the band is. And from that point on, I said it. And then it got better because the lady in front of me decided that she was bored enough that she just wanted to talk. And so she turns around to me and she goes, man, I'm going to have to sell all my Ed Hardy shirts on eBay because everyone's wearing them. And I was like, and I go, haha, that's kind of funny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was no irony there.
Oh.
Yeah, she was dead serious. She was like, yeah, John Gosselin and the other guy, they ruined Ed Hardy. It was like such a great brand. Now, like, I can't wear it anymore. And so at this point, I just shut up. I'm not giving her, because I have nothing nice to say. I have literally nothing nice to say. And she keeps talking about it. And then finally, she like picks up the fact that I'm not saying anything to her. And she goes, you don't care. And I was like, what do you want me to say? Oh, actually, I disagree. Ed Hardy is a completely stupid brand. It's just one of these stupid like fashion lines. All they do is put the name on the shirt super loud, you know, super big. And it looks like really crappy fake tattoos are all over you. And
yeah.
They're really tight, stupid graphic tees. And of course, douchebags want to wear them. Of course. Dad Hardy was never cool. Never. Shut up. But instead, I said nothing.
Point, counterpoint. Go ahead.
Yeah. And she's like, you don't care. And I was like, well. Because I was like, what do you want?
Yeah, exactly. This could go nowhere good.
But then she keeps like yam, yam, yam. And she's like, I don't even like this band I'm in line for. And then like blah, blah, blah. And so at some point, I turn around, I go home. At this point, I'm like, oh, South By, I'm done with you. You're so annoying. But then the rest of, I went out Thursday and Friday. I had those days off too. And I had a lot of fun. And I had a lot of fun today for a little bit as well.
Cool.
So
good.
A lot of fun stuff. Definitely saw some acts that we'll be playing on the show. Or I'll be tracking down. I wanted to play a song by the Cool Kids because it was very appropriate. Because I don't know, have you been outside today, David?
Yes.
Or did you travel in an underground tube like I did?
Yeah, I took the channel that we usually take.
It is freezing.
It's mother cold. Yes. Yeah.
The Cool Kids had a track called Bundle Up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good advice and topical. But it's off their new album coming out. Not out yet. Shake My Fist at You.
You should play their other track.
It could have been Topical Storm 2K10. Get it topical? I said topical.
Topical Storm. Yeah. You could play their other track. Why Did We Only Pack Jorts?
Yeah. Which, oh, my God. So I went outside to get the mail today.
Yes.
And in a t-shirt and jeans. And I was like, ah, why?
Yeah.
And then so I was like, I knew to put a jacket on. But I saw this hipster couple walking around today in the jorts and the deep V-neck, the one that is more like you're wearing a
it's a vest
yeah,
the point.
Exactly. And a girl dressed equally sort of inappropriate. And
yeah,
I actually, you know what though, I had some love in my heart. I felt a little bad for them.
Well, good for you, not so much for them.
Yep. Oh, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back with some more Mascot Wedding Show.
We're going to put a topic on the table, right?
That's right. We're bringing the callers back on this show today.
Yes, and
no better time than when nobody's listening.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent work. So what are we going to hear, David?
In the meantime, we will play a band that I was looking forward to seeing this weekend, but missed them. Shannon and the Clams from their album, I Want to Go Home. This is Troublemaker. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Well, how did you feel better, baby?
Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. That was Shannon and the Clams from the I Want to Go Home album. Troublemaker. Yeah, I missed it. But oh well. My name's David.
My name is Mac Blake. And if you're not enjoying South by Sore Feet. Dude, I'm going to... Can I get a little personal with you right now?
Please.
So I got home last night after like 12 hours of being out there. Which, I'm saying 12 hours not because I'm bragging or anything. That's literally how long I was out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like... There's these people that are like, I've been partying for 9 days and... And I was out for 14 hours, and I'm so drunk right now. I vomited out my eyes. Like, that's how it was. But when I got home, and if you want further proof, let's do the end of the story. Took off my shoes, and oh, my God, were my ankles swollen.
Oh, Jesus.
I grossed myself out. I was like, can you usually see my ankle bones? But no. I think I, like, gave myself a lower kinkles. That's how swollen they were.
Well, this is the weekend where bragging is currency. I don't know if you know that.
It is. It is. But, yeah. Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. So, for Membership Drive, which we just had and I told you I'd shut up about, but I clearly am not, we had a really successful Membership Drive.
Yeah, we did. A great one.
And one of the things that David and I, we had a meeting before Membership Drive.
Yes.
And we were like, you know what? Usually we like, we threaten our callers, our listeners. Well, that's pretty much it. We're like mean to them. We're like, yo, if you don't pledge, you're scum. Yeah. Or something like that. And like, you know what? Let's try... Not only being nice about it, for once, because, you know, which actually reflecting how I feel about our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We like you guys.
Love you guys.
But also try and make the show more entertaining. And, you know, instead of like 28 Membership Drive pledge breaks, we only do 5.
Yeah,
which exactly. Is what every other show does. In fact, probably less.
Yeah.
Is what other shows do. No offense to the shows. They're great.
Oh, good.
Every
good
other shows. Show. Every other show's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're not the top of the radio mountain like we are.
Yeah, that's true. We're radio lions. But we also were like, you know what? No one calls in anymore.
No, no one does.
No one calls this radio show.
And
we scared away all our callers.
Yeah, we open the phone lines to the community.
Yeah, every single week.
Yeah.
And we had a theory that it's because...
we won't shut up.
Is that it?
a little bit of that.
I was going to say, my theory was that I'm super mean to people when they call in.
No, it's maybe about 20%. No, about 30% we're mean. 60% we just sort of hijack the show and don't give people room, and 10%
we haven't done topics in a while.
No, we haven't done that, and that's what we're getting to.
And the other thing is that when you're calling in the past, It's been a bit of a minefield. I'm sort of have my finger on the dump button, mm-hmm. or I'm waiting for you to say something stupid so I could jump on you.
Yeah,
but you
exactly.
know what? It's not going on anymore.
Putting a topic on the table today.
New era of good feelings.
Yeah. Well, not a new era. Just we're trying something out.
Again. Well, I'm okay. Well, me personally, then.
I know.
Oh, I also had a social experiment I want to talk about, but we'll save that for next week.
All right.
Yeah. New era of good feelings. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel like you're part of the community. I'll be nice to you.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll try.
I'll treat you like a human being instead of just a faceless voice that I have a button to kill.
Not the scum that we know you are.
See, David? That's the thing I'm talking about.
It's hard. It's really hard.
All right. So I don't know if this is going to work this week because, you know, it's South by or whatever. But topic on the table.
Yeah, no, nobody might be listening, but I something happened the other day, and I want to talk about it, and I want to see if anybody else had a similar sort of story or example. 4725667. Mac, you and I were talking the other day about a comic book storyline, and one that I had not read, but one that you're sort of, you know, going on and on about.
Yeah, what was this?
World War Hulk.
You know, I had a feeling it was World War Hulk.
Yeah. I'd heard about it from a bunch of different sources.
Just dropped the iPod.
Yeah,
on the
you
board.
Did.
Everything's fine. Anyway, World War Hulk.
I'm glad we didn't have to use the dump button. But yeah, I'd heard about it from several sources, and I wanted to know more about it. So, what do you think the logical thing to do would be if you wanted to know more about a comic book?
You'd either look up it online or actually read it because it takes 2 seconds to read a comic book.
It does take 2 seconds to read a comic book. But it takes 1 second to look it up online. So instead of reading this comic book, which, yeah, like about 5 minutes to read a comic book, I went on Wikipedia and read the storyline for World War Hulk. Read the whole thing, from cover to cover.
You know what's funny? I was watching that movie, Let the Right One In.
Yes.
And while I was watching it the other day, it was about 20 minutes away from being done. I looked up the ending while I was watching it on my phone. I went to Wikipedia and read how it ends.
Did you finish the movie?
I did. It was good, but I was like, because there's one part that I like wanted to know. I was like, they didn't really explain whether he had the weird thing with his father. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I found out his dad's an alcoholic. Thanks, movie.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and flipped to the end. I was like, how does this end? Does this kid die? And then I read instead of waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you brought that up because the topic for this day, for today's show is... is this really that hard? Like, things that you'll take shortcuts for when the actual thing itself isn't that bad. Like, I could have very easily just gone to the comic book store, loaded up on the entire series, and blown through it in a lunch break.
I have that terrible comic book series.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that good.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
I like the art.
Or maybe you just like the reference that I made to it.
I like the World War Hulk. That's pretty great.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty
awesome.
World
War Hulk. It's not really a world war, though. It just kind of beats up New York again. Sorry, New York.
Jeez. Oh,
man, if I lived in the Marvel Universe in New York, I'd already be gone.
Oh.
That place gets blown up every other day.
I'm surprised there's still a New York in the comic book universe.
I wouldn't mind reading an issue of Amazing Spider-Man where it's just some New Yorker being like, this place is crazy, and then leaving.
I got to get out of here. Like Mavis and Joey leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, is this really that hard? 4725667. I could have very easily just read comic books, but instead I read the Wikipedia article, which is also the most factual and thorough thing to do.
Wikipedia is very good for that, like not having to watch stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's the best shorthand. Like,
I don't want to watch the Sneezing Panda video. Can Wikipedia tell me about it? It can.
Hey, guess who covered, 5 seasons of Lost in about 3 hours? This guy.
Well,
right,
that is a time saver.
Yeah, it is.
/ lifesaver.
I can't wait for the series finale now. I'll tell you
so
that
you
much.
Can read about it on Wikipedia?
No, I'm going to watch this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you have that look, like, kind of the FU look at it?
Kind of like it's the most automatic thing. Of course I'm going to watch the series finale of Lost. I've read all about it.
Are you really watching Lost now? Are you caught up?
No, I couldn't care less about Lost, but I'm a sucker for series finales.
I like Lost. Series finales is... I've watched... It's kind of weird to me, but it does stick in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like what series finales I have seen.
Right.
And also what series beginnings I have seen.
Uh-huh.
Like the very first time it aired, the very first episode, I saw Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't really... No, I have a question about that show.
Okay.
Is it any good?
I couldn't... Well, you know what? Here's
Are there storylines? Because everything in my brain is like, Fleischman, like... Meets a weirdo, meets a weirdo, and they have a lot of idiosyncrasies. And then at the end, yay, life.
You know what? You caught me in a trap because I made that reaction. I've never seen a single episode, nor do I care to.
Maybe that'd be a mask I wouldn't take a bullet. But who's clamoring for that? I'm kind of not. It's like the opposite of clamoring.
Yeah, exactly. I, you know, if this show was 1992, I think there would be some unanswered questions. But now I think.
Did you have another topic example?
Yeah, I did.
For the topic called.
Is this really that hard?
Is this really that hard?
I have the hardest time staying within my finances. Mm-hmm. To the point where I did this thing the other day. Because I'll spend outside of my means. I like to take it out of my pocket and show it sometimes. You know this.
Yeah, you like to come time to stack up that paper.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah, what am I going to light this cigar with? Not a lighter. Dollar bill.
Ah.
So what I did the other day is in an effort to really, really stay on top of this budget thing that I'm having such a hard time with, I went to the bank, took X amount of money out, and left my bank card at home. That way I would not be tempted to use it. But the other day, I was at a bar having a nice beer, and this this little girl recognized me from other from stuff we do around town.
Okay, but she was a woman of age.
Of course, yeah. Okay, that was girl. Yes. I didn't want to mislead you.
People don't know that you're just using smooth talk.
Yeah, that I am want to do.
This story might get you arrested if you had to explain.
Well, this little girl is. Lost on her way home. No. All right. Yeah, so she...
I killed her mom and dressed up like her.
So she recognized me from some night work that I do around town. And this would have been a perfect opportunity. Have some small talk with her. Maybe flirt. I didn't care about her boyfriend, whatever. Maybe buy her a drink. That would have been a perfect in. You know, hey, have a drink with me. But I only had $6 to my name and no bank card on me. Because I was trying to stay within my budget. And in my head, I already said, okay, you're going to have one more beer, so this $6 is for you. So yeah, I completely blew that opportunity. But is it really that hard to stay within a budget? I couldn't have just like kept the bank card with me and been like, all right, we'll do this one little indiscretion, this one little impropriety,
yeah, well,
and then tomorrow.
Just keep it with you, not use it. Look, how come you got to actually like leave it so you can't physically touch it? Is it really that hard?
That's what I'm asking. 4725667. Well, actually, I'll tie this into another thing.
Okay.
That is not really that hard. Because when I go out and have a few beers, one thing I also like to do, go get some fast food.
Fast food's great.
You know it is.
I thought we were going to stop doing that, though.
Well, we are in theory. But it's something that I can't stop doing, even though I will go to the grocery store that day and have oodles of delicious food at home. For when I'm hungry at night.
Because I thought we had found a good loophole for when you and I go out.
Yes.
Because we had talked about this on the show previously. How
if we switch clothes, it's like the other person is eating.
No, that's not it. When, if we go out for a night of carousing and it's very late, back in the day, yes, last year, we would go get some fast food and then like wake up in the morning and be like, why did I do that? It was
miserable.
Gross.
Sure.
Yeah. So what we decided is if we go somewhere and eat, like if we have a sit-down meal.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it's okay.
Because then it's an event.
Yeah.
It's a thing that you're doing.
You're not just like, you're like some scum.
Right.
Getting fast food late at night like you were just now.
Look, and I love that loophole.
Yeah.
I've had fun whenever we do it.
It's like the party never stops.
But here's the thing. It's sort of like hardwired into my brain now. Uh-huh. The other night, I went, after I was out, I went and got some fast food. I didn't want the fast food. I just let it sit on the counter and went to bed. I just needed that feeling of pulling into a drive-thru, exchanging money, getting food, and then going home. Like, that was more satisfying to me than putting food in my mouth.
You know what? I'm kind of like this sometimes where, like, I need one little bit more bit of fun before I fall asleep. Last night, I got in at whatever time, and I was exhausted. But I was like, I don't want to go to bed now. I just want one more thing. I watch The Office on TiVo, and I'm, like, trying to, like, stay awake more than I'm just, like, just stay awake to the end of the show. Like, yeah. I don't know why. I want that one little bit more, one little scotch of fun.
And that's usually what does me in, because I'll quit at a nice level usually when I'm out. But then I'll go home and be like, time to check some email and drink 4 beers at 3 in the morning. And I got to work at 7. And like, that's not the smartest thing to do. That's not smart to do.
I'll be honest with you right now. Standing up is kind of killing me. Chris, you, South by Southwest. What about sit down by sit down sofa?
Sit by sit west?
Sure, why not? I tried something this week.
Shoot.
I tried a social experiment. Last week, the co-op softball team had their first game of the season, the Kilowatt.
Oh,
victorious.
Nice.
So glorious. We get what we want. We're all warriors. Not really. Ugh. But we beat the other co-op, the Black Star Brewery.
Okay.
And we went to Liberty Bar afterwards and had a drink. And I, as I typically do, the next day I was like, man, like you know, kind of playing over my conversations and like worried about what I said.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I didn't say anything bad. But I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can go a week without apologizing. Why, you ask? Two reasons. One, stop over apologizing for sub.
Okay.
Because I feel like you throw around "I'm sorry" a lot, or this is the general you, or me specifically.
Right, right.
I throw around "I'm sorry" a lot, and it's sort of like it doesn't mean anything after a while. And an occasion when there are situations where you're wrong and someone says "I am sorry," that means something.
Sure.
Plus, I don't like the way it makes me feel like I'm some weird, stupid patsy. Like I'm just like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid." Like if I bump into someone on the bus or whatever, I'd be like, "Hey, I'm sorry about that." Or "Sorry."
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I'm going to switch that to "pardon" or "excuse." Way better.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Second thing. Another one, actually, is threefold. So there you go. One, no more over-apologizing.
Okay.
Two, be more comfortable with my own behavior. Like, for instance, so I'm out and I'm like worried that I said something embarrassing or something like that. I'm not going to worry about that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Just going to try and live.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just kind of, you know, whatever. Or, and then the main one, stop doing stupid things that make me apologize.
Okay, there it is.
And all, most of the time I apologize, it's like, I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
You're a couple minutes late or something. It's an easy one. But you know what? I'm going to, if I'm going to try and be on time. And if I'm not, you know, and now I, if you really wrong somebody, I think you should still say you're sorry.
Uh-huh.
I tried it this week a little on and off because I got a late start, but I kind of kept failing because I'd still bump into people and the first words out of my mouth was like, "Oh, sorry about that."
Okay.
Or something like that. Or like, or I'd apologize for little things or something and didn't do so good with it.
But were you sorry about that? Were you sorry about bumping into them?
No, not really.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to say like,
crumple, crumple, never mind.
I didn't mean to do that.
Right. Okay.
Which there's other ways to do it. Like, oh. But sorry is kind of nice, though, in that situation, because if you bump into someone and you're in like a bar or a club, that could be a fight.
Yeah. If you're asking me and you're not, I'll allow that.
But here's what the other person doesn't know. Like a crazy blood in me. Yeah. Murder them.
I know.
With not actual murder.
Packing them.
Yeah, sure. So I tried it this week, but you should try it. All right, this week.
Okay.
Try it out. And you at home, if you're listening to this, try not to say sorry this week.
Well, let's...
Now, if there's a situation where you have to say it, fine. And you could say, "I'm sorry" to empathize.
Uh-huh.
But try and go a week without apologizing. And I would say saying "excuse me" or "pardon" is not necessarily an apology. Yeah. So I think those are fine.
See, I applaud your three-pronged attack, that which you have just presented right now.
But?
But I would sort of switch the order of that. I would say, first, the primary objective is to not do stupid things. So that once you get that, yeah, then you'll reduce your need to say "I'm sorry" all the
time. I'm not doing like super stupid stuff.
Okay.
I'm just saying dumb things on occasion.
I understand that.
And you know, like, or maybe you know, you're giving someone a hard time, you're ribbing them a little bit, and you haven't fully checked out if they want a hard time.
Right.
"Hey, is this person going to bust their chops? Ah, screw it, I'll bust them." You know, like maybe don't do that.
Okay.
Can
I still tell you, "Hey, stupid, don't do that"?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, awesome.
You know the shape.
Oh, thank you.
You've felt out my chops before. That sounded dirty. You know when to bust them. You're like the gambler when it comes to busting chops.
I am.
No, you're actually the perfect gambler. That's the thing. Here's the thing about David.
In
case you don't know this. Gambling. He's super personable. I'm a horrible monster.
Curmudgeon.
If he walked up to a little girl with an axe and he goes, "I'm going to cut off your leg and eat it," she would go, "Yay," and clap. If I said it, I'd be arrested, and I'd have two bullets in my skull by the end of the day.
That's not
I don't
true.
Know how you could pull this off. But for some reason, in person, because now over the radio, my radio voice is way better, and I don't mumble at all.
More polished.
Yes. But in person, of course, you have that some sort of magnetic charm.
I got a joie de vivre. I don't know what it is.
Don't light a match when you're on David. It is flammable.
I'm a woman convivial host.
But yeah, maybe try and show up on time next week, whatever you're doing. See how it goes. Are you really going to do this?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. And if you fail, you fail. Maybe it's a boring topic for next week. But
if I do fail, not going to apologize because it was a stupid topic. Boom.
Boom. There you go.
Yep. You're like an O. Henry tale.
I wish it was an O. Henry bar.
apologize for that joke.
I won't. I won't apologize for that joke. Hey, folks, let's take a break. Listen to some more music.
Awesome.
We're going to listen to some Asteroids Galaxy Tour.
Hey.
And they're from Denmark. And this is the thing. Everyone's like, oh, man, South By, I hate out-of-towners. But it's much better than being out of brownies, am I right? Murder me.
Holding on.
But the best thing about people that are bands that are like not from this country mm-hmm. but still speak English, because I love it. I can't get enough of it. Because she's like, we are Asteroids Galaxy Tour, yes? Like, it's like, oh, having a good time, right? It's just like, ah, it's so great. Off of their album Fruit, this is Around the Bend. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Back, more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Asteroids Galaxy Tour with Around the Bend off of their album Fruit. And we've got some fruit of our hard work. Somebody called in. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, baby, this is awesome!
Hey. Normally I might get back at you, but you're on the air right now, buddy.
Oh, I know I'm on the air. I'm on the air with the Mascot Wedding Show! Mac Blake, David Hanna, the masters of the medium!
I'm sorry. I thought you were yelling at somebody else.
Oh, I didn't know I was yelling, baby.
You're a little loud. Your levels are kind of peaking.
I'm sorry, baby. I'll use my indoor voice. I'm just so excited to be on the air with the Mascot Wedding Show.
You're yelling again, but I do appreciate the enthusiasm.
Oh, there I go again. I'll try to keep my one good eye on my big old mouth.
Wait. What's your name, caller? Is this...
Oh. What do you think my name is, baby?
Is this Dick Vitale?
Bingo! No doubt about that one!
Wow! A special guest, college basketball analyst Dick Vitale, calling us out of the blue. Thank you very much, Dick.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on Mac and David. I just wanted to call and tell you you're doing a heck of a show today. The music, the jokes, the back and forth. I'm loving it all, baby!
Huh, that's awesome. I had no idea that you listened to the show.
Oh, Mac, I listen whenever I can. You guys have been so great to me over the years. How can I not love the Radio Lions?
That's right. We have had you on the show a few times in the past. And, I think Karen was the one who set that up. You're probably, you know Karen.
I know Karen. Long time.
Yeah, you've always been just amazingly gracious with your time.
Always my pleasure, Mac.
Yeah, in fact, this is usually the time of year we have you on, but we didn't reach out this time because a membership drive was going on.
Well, this is my favorite time of year. You know that, man.
Oh, the March, the madness. It's got to be a good time for you. A good time of year for you.
A good time for everyone.
Listen, since we got you on the line, if you have a few minutes, I'd like to hear what you think about what's going on thus far. I mean, it's been kind of nuts,
Mac,
as always.
Are you kidding me? I would love to. The up and comers, the showstoppers, the upsets, the Cinderellas. This is what I live for, baby.
So what do you think? What are your impressions of the action so far?
What's not to like, baby? This is the best weekend of the year. There's always something going on, from early in the morning to late at night.
Has there been any, anything specific that stood out for you? Like, is there any, like, you know, performances really caught your eye?
Oh, Mac, I gotta tell you, there's been so many. Off the top of my head, though, the XX really impressed me last night. The latest album isn't exactly my cup of tea, but I was blown away by how great they sound live.
You lost me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you who else did it for me on Thursday. Band of Skulls, baby. That's a rock band. Emma Richardson, are you kidding me? Female bass players, they're my kryptonite, baby.
Hold on, wait a second. The XX Band of Skulls, these are bands.
Of course they are. I know you know music, Mac Blake.
Well, yeah, I know music. I just thought you're going to talk about basketball. I mean, it's the NCAA tournament right now.
Why would we talk about that? We're in Austin, baby.
Huge college basketball. I thought that's what we were talking about this whole time. And you said it yourself, March is your favorite time of year.
Yeah, it's South By.
Yeah, but March Madness, wait, are you physically in Austin right now?
Of course I am. There's no better place to be.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because you know. Are you sure that, like the tournament, March Madness, that's not the place to be?
Mac, I see what you're getting at. All right, listen. College basketball, that's my job. I love it. But I live for live music.
Wow, okay. I'm sorry. You know, I just assumed. I mean, you even mentioned upsets and stuff like that. That usually doesn't.
Yeah, well, I mentioned up that the weekend has had its share of low points, I admit. But I'm not complaining, baby. I'm still here.
Like what kind of, you know, I'm sorry. I honestly just can't believe you're in town for South by Southwest.
Yeah. I'm here every year. We've been coming here for years. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, so when you say we, is your wife here with you?
Oh, God, no, Mac. She doesn't like the kind of music I like.
But you're here with somebody else, right? I mean, is there like a younger friend of yours that you maybe younger?
He's young at heart. I'm here with my old pal Robert Montgomery Knight.
Wait, so you're here with Bob Knight, Coach
That's
Bobby
right.
Knight.
Bobby Knight, Poncho and Lefty, tearing up the town like the good old days.
I never would have guessed Bob Knight is the kind of person to like live music.
He does not, baby. He hates it. But he ain't here for the live music, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Let's just say he likes drinking and making out.
Okay, now I know a little too much.
Yeah.
So what are some of the bad things that have happened so far? You mentioned that.
Oh, nothing major. I'm not going to let it bring me down. But we got kicked out of the Metric show last night, and I was really looking forward to that one.
Metric, they opened up for Muse at Stubbs.
Yeah, and I'm not so excited about Muse, though. That's a whole lot of I don't get it.
So you waited through that. You were there specifically for Metric?
Oh, yeah.
How did you manage to get kicked out if you were looking forward to it so much?
Oh, Mac, I don't really want to talk about it too much.
Can I guess?
Go ahead, Mac.
Did Bob Knight get you kicked out?
Oh, you're getting warmer.
Oh, Mac, so he did. He didn't, like, you know, get physical with someone like that, right?
You're getting pretty warm.
Wait, he didn't, like, punch anyone, did he?
A little warm.
Wait, so there was violence involved? Did Bob Knight threaten somebody?
He threw a merch table at Emily Haynes.
Emily Haynes, the lead singer from Metric. He threw a merchandise table at her.
Yeah, about four songs into their set.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it too.
I can't imagine. Metric is they're a pretty good band.
Oh, I love Metric.
What did they do that was so wrong?
Nothing. They were just doing their set.
Huh, that's weird. I'm sorry.
He's got a little bit of a temper.
He does. What were you saying, though, about Metric?
They're doing that song for the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually.
You looking forward to that?
The movie or the soundtrack?
Either one.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the movie. I mean, I love that comic book series, Scott Pilgrim. So I'm curious to, curious to see how they go from, you know, comic book to the movie, because it's kind of just a crazy series.
Oh, I know. I gotta believe it's in good hands with Edgar Wright behind the camera.
That's right. That's exactly what I've been thinking.
Yeah, I was happy to hear the ending of the movie will be different from the ending of the series.
Well, yeah, because the last book in the series hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah, not till like July or something. That's good, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I'd hate to go to the movie and be like, WTF! I spent all that time reading those books!
Oh, I know what you mean. It's like Sin City. Did you ever see that? Yeah, but it's like I saw it and it was like I already read these books, you know?
It was like watching the comic come to life, but that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I know. It's like make a movie if you're going to make a movie, which I think Edgar Wright is going to do. Yeah. Well, we're talking with college basketball analyst Dick Vitale. So, Dick, let's get back to hoops. Who do you like in this year's tournament?
I don't know. You got to go with the old reliable Kansas, UCLA, North Carolina, Arizona. Either one of them could make a run in any given year.
Actually, I think Kansas, it's kind of notable this year. Kansas is the only one of those teams you mentioned that's even in the tournament this year.
No kidding. That's crazy.
you couldn't care less, could you?
What's that? I can barely hear you.
Where are you right now?
I'm waiting in line to get into a club right now.
Oh, okay. So you're still busy with that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who are you going to go see tonight, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking, Mac, at all. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Oh, why not? Because you don't want to get, like, mobbed or, you know, people going to see you?
No, I mean, for the radio. Their name has a bad word in it. It's not safe.
Wait, so the name of the band has a bad word. Can I guess what it is?
Go for it.
Does it start with an F?
Get
And the second word is up.
Bingo!
Okay, so you're going to go see Effed Up.
Toronto Hardcore for Life!
Yes, Toronto Hardcore for Life. Hold on, you're Dick Vitale. Why do you have to wait in line?
I don't think the door guy likes us very much.
How can anyone not like you? You're Dick Vitale. You're beloved.
That's not exactly me I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, is it Bob Knight? Are you with Bobby Knight right now?
Yeah.
Did he do something to make the door guy mad?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with violence?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate at all?
No.
Is Bob Knight standing next to you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just sad and scary. Listen, well, good luck getting into that show tonight.
Oh, thank you, Mac. I love the show.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Maybe next year, I guess we could have you do a South By preview or something.
You bet. We'll do a showcase together. Toronto Hardcore for Life.
Okay, I guess so. Wow. Hello? Nope, he's gone. But that was amazing. That was Dick Vitale, everybody. That is crazy. So it is time for us to get out of here. That was amazing, though. I can't believe that Dick Vitale called in again unannounced. It's great. That's what we're about to play. Sorry. Could you set that back on track 18?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but yeah, but we got to get out of here. Stay tuned for the Clear Spot. I believe they're going to do Clear Spot, of course, America's favorite progressive rock show. I believe they're going to play all of Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Tartarus album. Is that right? Front to back? Back to front? Which one is it? Back to front? Okay, so stay tuned for that. But before we go, this is... Dave, what are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Eater.
No Brains, off the complete Eater collection.
That's good. For more information about David and myself, you may visit maskwinning.com. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Nope, this one.
That one. Yeah, we're good.
Later.